All right, everyone. Again to the meeting.
What's going on?
It looks like we have a few people here and a few people who aren't. It's good to see Jim on, Bass Fisher. We have Ross, correct? Woosh, Trouble, and Mitchell.
Yeah.
We don't have Crypto, Attacker, or some freak guy that wanted to join us. Fortunately, Pantelis793 wanted to join, but I don't think he was aware of the timing or something, so whatever. He had wanted to join. I'm not sure if he was a premium supporter or not, but it would have been nice to have somebody who visits the site every once in a while visit.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, too bad. All right. Whatever. The thing is, Reg Hacker, Trouble had told me that, Reg was trying to get on, but I don't see him as online, and I tried making the call just now.
Sure.
And it's, if you guys are looking at the same interface I am, he's not on, so I don't know why, but whatever. Maybe he just couldn't make it. And Crypto, of course, has joined the army, so he's kind of unavailable most times. So that's too bad. What did we want to talk about? Ross, did you want to say anything to start, or?
Not really. Thanks to just bonus. You know, thanks to everybody for turning up. I hope the meeting's a good one, and well, we do have an agenda that which we sort of quickly bashed out before the meeting started. But no, Mike, I'll leave it to you to start off if you wish.
Well, first, thanks for everyone again. Yes, joining us. Very sorry to have to delay the meeting an hour. Unfortunately, the time zone situation, I believe because it's the summer, has become a bit more complicated, although I think last time we had this meeting we had a very similar issue. But yeah, we did want to talk about some stuff, Windows 8 forums, which is kind of often neglected and nobody really knows what's going on over there. Including me. I've tried to visit the site every once in a while, but most of my attention is usually towards Windows 7 forums. And in that regard, we wanted to talk about what we can do in that area, also the direction and the look of both of the websites, and what we can hopefully do after January. If most of you may not know that after January, our server contract has finally expired, so we have some... Well, hopefully we'll have some room to move things around, maybe bring somebody in to do like a really good design for both of the sites, and that's something that I'm really looking forward to. We've tried it before, and it was a big disaster, but we might just try it again and see what happens, if that's possible. It may or may not be possible, all depending on what happens within the next 3 or 4 months, but... that's something where I thought we might want to talk about what you guys think about that site, if you're even aware of it, or if anyone cares about it, to be quite honest. It's,
I mean, how many...
the site that no one uses sort of thing that's hanging there waiting to be used someday or something.
I was just going to say, how many people actually visit the Windows 8 forums?
Well, let me just pull up some details with that.
I was thinking about the guys who are actually with us tonight, you know, out of the, out of our team that we've got with us tonight, who actually sort of visits the site, is interested in the site, or...
Well, I
know about you, yeah.
Over
could
the
I,
way...
Could I quickly ask, guys, next to Ross's picture, who's Nav Tech Nano Greek or something?
The Greek guy?
Can you see that?
The Greek guy?
Yeah, next to Ross.
Yeah, he actually wanted to join the discussion tonight, but he's offline, so he can't. I guess he's a member of the forum, or one of them. Or either that, or he just heard about the meeting and wanted to jump in.
Sorry about that. I just saw this name. I thought I'd never seen him before.
Yeah,
I keep seeing loads of typing going off. Is there another conversation going off somewhere or something?
I don't see any typing.
Yeah, I've seen that too there.
Yeah.
Where?
It says you're typing. It says Bush is typing just periodically.
I'm not typing. I don't know. Maybe that's...
Oh, I did a little while back. I just put this in. Ad lib sort of thing. Send message.
I think I said, all we are saying is give Skype a chance. I was typing hi, but then I didn't push enter, so maybe it showed that I was typing. Anyway, so everyone's here, right? We have Jim. Are you here?
Which Jim?
Yes.
Which Jim are you saying?
Jim Kirk. Bass Fisher.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ross calls you Bass Fisher. I call you Bass Fisher, but sorry about
that.
Yeah, I know.
It's Bass, is it? All right. Yeah. Sorry for my English colloquialism.
Yeah, in the United States, we have Bass and Bass. Bass is more musical. Bass is like fish or something. Anyway, so it's just, mannerism.
It's just the way I speak.
The way languages have de-evolved or whatever. All right, so what are we talking about? Okay, so... you asked the question, how many visits are we getting Windows 8 forums, and that's a pretty pathetic answer I'm going to give you. We got 348 unique visits this month since July 6th, but we did get 1,220 page views, and the bounce rate, which are the people that leave, are 63%. Actually, more people spend more time on that site than they do on the Windows 7 forums. And that's just because of, raw curiosity, wondering what's going on here sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Overall, we've gotten precisely gotten 3,781 visits overall with 19,799 page views. In comparison, that's since March 2010. In comparison to Windows 7 forums, we've gotten like a million or... five or six since then, so it's a big difference. It's not a successful site right now, and that's mostly because Windows 8 doesn't exist, at least not in any sort of marketable way or any conceivable way that anyone knows about that's not part of some kind of alpha testing group or something. So there's no real... there's interest. Oh, definitely there's interest because we see other sites are having great success with Windows 8, information, but for some reason we are not. And mostly I think that's because the site looks like crap, but that's something that I think we need to try to improve.
I don't think it does, though. I don't think it really looks that bad. I mean, can I just put in, Mike? Cheers. Can I just ask the guys who are already here? I mean, I know Woosh goes in and posts a little bit, and I know other people go in and post a little bit, but how to you guys, say like Randy and Bass Fisher, do you go into the Windows 8? Are you aware of it?
Aware of it, but I've only visited maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah, same here, Ross. Hi, how you doing? Post, and that's about it.
Right. And, is there any reasons for... no interest, or do you think it could be... anybody else, if anybody else wants to chip in as well. Mitchell, I mean...
I don't think there's really just enough going on there yet to catch anyone's attention.
And is that the same as you guys feel, or...?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there is no Windows 8, so we can't really post any problems with Windows 8. So
sure.
There's nothing really other than... basically a social community to yak at.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Jim Reg Hacker is actually calling me. Hold on. I'm going to try to conference him in.
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
All right.
I think we have Jim on, but I don't think he has phone access.
Well, I said, hey, Jim, I'm talking about Reg Hacker. I'm not sure if his microphone is working or not. But he's certainly on the call,
okay.
So at least he can listen in.
How you doing, man? Anyway, Jim, hope you well. anyway, of course, can't answer me. But anyway, well, so where were we? We were just discussing.
Yeah, Windows I totally 8. Lost the track of what we were talking about there.
Yeah.
Well, we had Windows 8.
Just asking the guys, weren't we? You know,
yeah.
What they thought of Windows 8.
I'm kind of looking at what can we do to make it not. I mean, and I know Ross does like thinks the look is fine, and but if we really look at other forums, and unfortunately, you know, everyone does that from time to time, and I'm sure they look at us. If you look at other Windows 8 sites, they have a much better looking site, and it kind of sort of lends itself to. Hey, why don't you stop by and talk about Windows 8, even though we know nothing about it? Even if it's, you know, nothing substantial comes out of those conversations, at least it's interesting for someone to be part of that group and feel like, well, when it comes out, I'll be part of this group and I'm adding my contributions now because later on, you know, I'll be the greatest or something like that, even though that's not, we all know that's not what it's about, but a lot of people feel that way. So I feel like, well, if we improve the look of it, at least, and maybe some of the features, at least we'll be doing something, you know.
You haven't got much there, Mike. If you look at it, there's only actually four forums within the main forum, you know.
It's
padding
really
out in some way.
Well, there's not really much to discuss, and
this is the trouble.
Bringing in the discussion of other operating systems kind of contradicts what we've done on Windows 7 forums, because we already have that on Windows 7 forums, and I don't think we really have the user base there. We only have 284 members. I don't think we really have, you know, enough people to start like a whole other forum about something else that's totally off topic.
I feel that Woosh has got something there, though. I think, you know, that I think something does need to be added in the terms in relation to substance, because, like Randy was saying, you know, I mean, there's just not a whole lot going on there, is there? I mean, we can only post. I know Woosh tries his best and everything, but there's only so much information out there about Windows 8 or related. Subjects, and I was just feeling that perhaps, like, even if it wasn't a permanent feature, if something we could just like pop in for now, like that's just a, you know, has a bit more relation to the present day, whether it be computer problems or gaming or I don't know, another aspect of IT.
Development or implementation or something. Does everyone kind of agree that it should look like something related to Windows? I mean, right now it kind of just looks bland, and I mean, it looks like a forum, obviously it is, but I don't know. What do you think, Mitchell? I mean, you kind of have a keen eye for the look of stuff. What do you think with that site? I mean, it definitely doesn't look Windowsy, sort of. It looks more like mechanical and robotic to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think in my opinion, it just looks like it would be something the default template for an easy.
Yeah, generic. Yeah.
Yeah, very generic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something that I think I'll look to improve. See if I can improve that. But look, one of the major problems I have is that anytime I start looking at Windows 8 forums, and my attention is distracted away from Windows 7 forums. And, you know, obviously you're dealing now with two sites, so it becomes a little bit more complicated, but I suspect that it'll become a lot easier once Windows 8 actually, there's some kind of information about it. But anyway, so as less people use Windows 7 and more people start to become interested in Windows 8, obviously we can start pooling more interest into Windows 8. But anyway, that's a long ways away as far as I can tell. So the direction and the look of both websites, I mean, with Windows 7 forums, what do you guys think? I mean, obviously it's not a disaster. People are using the site all the time. But at the same time, I still feel like there's... I've always felt like this. I'm constantly changing the look of the site, maybe to its own detriment. I'm constantly switching stuff around, and I wonder what everyone else thinks about the way it looks. I mean, the default theme that we've got, and then, you know, we have the other themes from a while ago, and I'm wondering what people think about those. Are they acceptable for a forum of this size? Do they really lend credit to the whole Windows 7 forum concept? Well, the theme that we have now on Windows 7 forum.
Oh, I see, I see. Well, yeah, yeah. I think it looks quite good, actually. You know, and
it's okay. I mean, if someone wants to come out and say, no, it looks like crap, then, you know, go ahead and
shock. I'd say it looked like shit.
Yeah, I think it looks good, to be honest.
I like it myself.
It's not over the top. Like, if you dress it up too much, it becomes just a sort of fancy look.
Right.
Rather than it looks the business as it is, you know?
Right. Well, one of the issues that we have is that some of the other Windows 7 sites, it looks like they're kind of stuck with their theme, because whenever you modify the forums substantially to look a certain way, you run the risk of kind of being unable to upgrade the site without substantially changing that theme around. And unfortunately, there's several sites that I'm aware of right now that do suffer from a security vulnerability that was posted by Reg Hacker. And even though he is in the conference, he's not able to talk. But actually, I think he disconnected, but whatever.
Yeah, he's moving over to another computer, Mike.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's one of the main reasons why we have it the way it is, because if we really, really, really make it custom and all different from everything else, it becomes almost impossible to upgrade. And we upgrade the day that the upgrades come out, usually, for this forum software. And that's usually pretty important, because it adds some new features and also squashes a lot of bugs. A couple of months ago, the site was really, really slow, and that had a lot to do with the forum software. And I think we've worked on that quite a bit since then. And I guess...
I mean, Mike, if you remember... Go on, Wish.
I was just going to say that the security is more important in many ways than the look. But also, when you're running a forum, you're always thinking, if I can just do this or do that, it's going to be so much better and I'll get those people in it. I don't think that's necessarily true. It's the content that attracts the people at the end of the day, you know.
Amen. That's a good point. Good point.
Right. It's always the content before anything else. I mean, the site could look like total crap. I mean, I've seen, you know, Windows XP sites that document everything about the operating system, and, you know, it looks like it was made 10 years ago, and probably was, and it's still getting a great deal of traffic, and people use it as a reference and source and all sorts of things of that nature. So, you know, I'm not too concerned about the theme in that regard, no. Yeah, I think you're right.
Keeping along those same lines, Mike, have you noticed any uptick statistically over our last meeting? You were worried about traffic to the site, and has it gone up at all? Have you noticed any changes recently?
Well, it's maintained sort of a steady number, and it hasn't like, you know, jumped up 50% or anything like that, but it certainly has reached up to 31,000 a day unique. 30,000, which is a goal, but you know, we were down to 25,000 as a couple weeks ago. So I mean, it keeps fluctuating up and down. But I think there's a certain there's a certain threshold that we you know, it's never going to go under a certain amount unless we totally screw something up or you know, something of that nature. I think definitely it's gone up since we started the syndication effort that we did through Facebook and Twitter. We started really just pushing out every single post that comes out off the site, started pushing that out to those sites, and they're getting seen by someone. I can tell that we had, over the last month, around 3,000 visits from those sites. So, you know, those are hundreds of millions of people use those sites, so... it's not surprising to see something like that. So I would say that that has been a big contributing factor to that. The YouTube videos obviously have some consideration in that. And definitely people posting more substantive information has a lot to do with it as well. So, I mean, we hit the big one when Windows 7 came out. I doubt that we're going to get up to that level again. Until Service Pack 1 comes out, we'll probably see a huge spike in traffic at that point. People having weird issues with Service Pack 1. But as far as I'm not too concerned about it, but of course it's always a concern, you know. I think that it's the way it is now is probably okay for now.
Yeah. I mean, if you remember back when we originally launched that site, it was basically more or less just to get it off the ground, wasn't it? If you remember, it was just basically just to get a foot in the door. So when Windows 8 does come around, or when we learn, you know, what name it's going to be, or whatever. If you remember at the time, it was just really just to it was just so that there was a site already in place, ready to go. You know, do you remember?
Right. Yeah, and then it's the same with Windows 8.
That's what I thought about Windows 8.
Yeah, and the, you know, creating a repository of information for people to.
That's what I meant by Windows 8. The Windows 8 site.
Yeah. Just give me a sec, real quick. Well, if we look at this, when I'm looking at the statistics, I see that, and I hate to constantly refer to statistics all the time, but they're pretty important. We really care about what people think about the site. So it's, you know, Windows was released in July 2009, and that was like the retail release when it hit stores. But we started getting like really heavy traffic in October 2009, November, and it went up and down crazy since then. But it's sort of leveled off now, and that's sort of to be expected. If it climbs back up to 50,000 people a day, that would be very surprising. But at the same time, it wouldn't be unexpected. You know, it could go either way. It all depends on how the site is run. And, you know, if people perceive the site to be friendly and informative, then they'll come back and hang out, stay around, you know. So,
definitely.
I mean, overall, the site is a great success. Having 12 million people visit the site over the course of a year isn't something to take lightly at all. So I think that's a testimony to what everyone has done on the site. You know, not just us talking about it, but everyone in general. Certainly not just me, but everyone. And I think that has a lot to do with it, you know. It's sort of, it goes to show you that, you know, one person can come in, post something, and it gets 100,000 people interested in it. That's sort of where we, you know, where we went with the award kind of thing. And I know a lot of people weren't satisfied with that too much, but I think that the award was something that was done fairly. There was no nepotism involved, and I think you would agree with that, right, Ross? I mean, we did award some people who had been around for a while, but we gave the first place award to some guy who really hadn't been on the site in 2 years, and he was very happy to receive the award, and he hasn't come back since. But that wasn't one of the prerequisites for.
Well, no. It just happened to be turned out to be him. I mean, but at the time, the prerequisites was well, whatever it was. But
just have a good problem-solving post. I mean, everything is knowledgeable, and it was bad. You know, there was a pretty good chance that it would be somebody who was inactive because. We do have 20,000.
Are we going slightly off topic here, though? Shall we finish with Windows 8 and then move on?
Well, I would say we were done, but if you want to continue, sure.
No. Are we doing anything about it? Have we reached any sort of conclusion? I mean, what sort of plans and goals do we intend to do about it, if anything? Have we decided anything?
Does anyone have any recommendations?
It's the $100 question, isn't it? What to do with Windows 8?
Well, it's not like we're developing it, so there's
no
limitations to what we can do, I guess.
supposed to be a brainstorming session, I suppose, if anything. But, I mean, does anybody have any suggestions what sort of things they would expect to see if they arrived at such a site? I mean...
I've got this thought about it. If I was a stranger and I came there, I'd have a look and I'd see that. Okay, there's a lot of guesswork going on here about the next operating system. Even the name's uncertain. And there's not a lot to see, really. It's a lot of guesswork. And the other forums, well, one's a link to Windows 7, forum. And the other ones, there's not a lot going on there, you know. And there's very few forums, very little to hold someone there.
Well, this is the trouble, yeah. Like I say, unless we... either include something else, you know, that isn't Windows 8 related and has more relation on sort of what's happening in people's lives now, e.g., you know, XP, Windows 7, or hardware. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I mean, obviously, we've got the basis covered in regards to OS with the Windows 7 site. And, of course, we don't really want to create a competitor. Too much of a competitor with the original site, so we're kind of sort of shooting ourselves in the foot. So really, it would have to be something that doesn't really sort of impinge on the other site, I guess. I mean, I suppose you can do to a degree, but I mean,
My personal opinion on it is that. If I was someone that just went to that site offhand, randomly, I would think it looks very generic. I would read some of the material, and then I'd probably leave, only because it doesn't look very inviting, and it certainly doesn't look very active. I think if it looked more inviting, people would be more interested in staying around and creating a profile. I wouldn't create a profile on a site that looks kind of generic, as I think somebody said, Mitchell, maybe, or Randy. But it does look very generic. I think that's something that absolutely has to be improved.
Well, I mean, like I say, I don't think it looks too bad, to be honest. I don't think it's as bad as all that. I mean, but obviously, the reason why it looks worse than what it actually is, I mean, if that was a forum full of, I mean, I've got it here sat in front of me. If that was a forum full of posts and, you know, the general goings on that a forum has, I mean, it wouldn't look too bad at all. But,
I still feel that it, like, it looks nothing Windows related. It just, I don't know, it just doesn't have, like, any kind of look of Windows. Like,
I know, because we don't know what Windows 8 is going to look like, do we?
Well, it doesn't even look like a previous version of Windows, it just looks.
That's the reason why it was left like this, so if you remember, is because we didn't have anything to work from. It was just simply left as a blank canvas. I think that's what we've got to remember, is it's basically a blank canvas, ready and waiting to receive. You know, when we learn more and know more, then we can, you know. The thing is, if you want to sort of like employ a theme now, then that's what's got to be done, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. I think it looks dark, dismal, and unwelcoming, and I think, you know, unfortunately, I don't think people want to admit that, but it really does look like, you know, it looks like something that came out like 5 years ago or something. It looks like it definitely needs some work, you know, in that area. And that's an area where I could work on it quite a bit, but it would take a lot of time away from the existing site.
I was just going to say that I think that's probably a double-edged sword that you just want to make advanced preparations for, because it's going to take away from your time and the innate difficulty in talking about something or a topic that there's really nothing to be said about yet.
Right. It's an intangible thing, right?
Yeah.
I agree with you there, yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the overall appearance, I think it looks swell. I mean, it's just, I mean, it, there's just no, I mean, it's hard to put content. And again, you don't want to get off, like Mike was saying, venturing a bunch of rumor and innuendo and guesswork and earn yourself a bad reputation as a Windows 8 site before Windows 8 ever comes out.
Right, like we got it all wrong and had no idea what we were talking about, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we should move on to the next subject then.
Okay.
Is everyone in?
So are we going to try and apply a theme to this?
If it's something that's not going to take, like, 6 months to do, I'll take a look. I'll definitely take a look at seeing if we can add another forum that might generate some topics of interest. But, we may have to wait on it. But I would like, after January, to try to do maybe a facelift on both sites. But, of course, that comes with its own risks. But if we didn't, if I never took any risks, this stuff never would have existed to begin with. So might as well.
Server issues.
Yeah. We want to go on that?
If you're desperate for an answer to a question, and you were, say, Windows 8 was in production, and you came to the Windows 8 forum, you'd be pleased and very relieved to see that look. You wouldn't be worrying about the nuances of, I don't like that colour much. You'd be looking for your answer, so that'd be like home, salvation, here I am.
Right. It's one of the reasons we have that theme currently on the Windows 7 forums, is because it's very accessible. I mean, you could run your resolution at 640 by whatever. You could have like a monitor from 1985 and you'd still be able to use the site. It's pretty flexible in that regard. Our previous implementations of the way the site looked weren't that way. You kind of had to have at least a certain size monitor and everything. Now you can access it from like any cell phone and it looks fine. I'm not sure you could use it from any cell phone, but it certainly looks, it's accessible, and that's was sort of the goal with that. But anyway, I agree with you on that point, Woosh. I guess the theme isn't that important, but the content is. And I think that's sort of the general agreement everyone's kind of made.
Yeah. Maybe if you had individual icons for each forum, that's one little, like you have with Windows 7, that always looks nice.
Yeah, that's something we could work on, definitely. All right, did we want to move on to the server?
Yeah, let's go for it, yeah.
Even though it took 34 minutes on Windows 8, I didn't think we would take that long, but...
Well,
server issues. Yeah, the server, if anyone's wondering about the server, there should be no speed problems with the server, and if there are, by January we should have them corrected because we'll probably be moving to a new web hosting facility using new technology and new hardware. Currently, the existing server is a completely managed solution, so it's monitored 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, but at the same time, there's a certain lack of control that I have there to do anything on the server end to really implement anything that would make things a lot faster or to control certain aspects of the server. I mean, I do have direct control of the server, but I don't really have the type of access that I would like to make changes. Plus, it's really, really costing a lot of money, and it really shouldn't be with that type of hardware. It's like a single-core Opteron machine that's way out of range for the price tag. So hopefully in January it will cost tremendously to get on a better web host, and at that point we'll be able to make a whole bunch of different moves with this stuff and hopefully be able to bring in some more stuff that would be not possible without moving it. So that's what I'm hoping. And most of that comes from, obviously, the direct advertising that's on the site, the premium supporter membership from people who joined as premium supporters, which, of course, I am very thankful for, and I guess everyone here is very thankful for those people. Most oftentimes, they become premium supporters, and a lot of times they don't really say much, and I think it's really nice of people to do that because they're just maybe they got their answer, and they decided, well, hey, I'll chip in to help pay for this thing.
And also with the selling of Registry Booster, which isn't half bad. It's a pretty good Registry Booster solution. Of course, we know there's free ones out there, but we always give people that choice if they want to buy this Registry Booster thing. So that helps. That's the only reason the site still is around, to be quite honest with you. Otherwise, we'd be bankrupt. The award system, but the server, I mean, like, has anyone noticed any problems with the server? Do you think, like, things are too slow? I mean, you'll notice something at 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern time in the U.S. That's currently when we're doing backups. The site will, like, shut down for, like, 20
minutes. That's what I want to talk
20 minutes, about. Yeah. There's really no way to get around it, unfortunately.
Isn't there a way we can change the time? Could we change the time? I mean, I know it's going to piss somebody off whatever time we have, but, I mean, at the moment, and Woosh will back me up on this. It happens at 11 o'clock in the morning for us. And it really is a pain in the arse because obviously for 10 minutes or so, I mean, I suppose it's only 10 minutes really, and it's only a minor inconvenience, so in the grand scheme of things, it's not really massive. But, you know, I was just thinking perhaps if it could, I suppose if we could just find a time where, if we could look at, say, the stats. And find a time when it's the most quiet time, and do it then. But do you see what I'm saying?
I'm looking now, if you give me a second. Yeah, there's ways to change the time. I could look about it. I'll put that on the short list of stuff to do. Yeah, we could change the time, definitely. Yeah. Try to move it to maybe 3 Eastern or 2. But there's also stuff that goes on at those times. That's why it's a little bit...
Of course, yeah, of course.
There's a lot of automated tasks that take place, farm cleanup, and all sorts of weird stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
So, what else? So I guess no one's noticing a slowdown other than that?
There was. When I was talking to Ross... few days back, wasn't there?
It
died on us, the forum, you know, went completely off the scale. And a couple of hours before, it was perfectly fine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that day we couldn't get in, Woosh. It just...
That's right.
It just went on us, didn't it? Yeah. It's annoying, that. Yeah. And it was nowhere near server time, was it? It was nowhere near the backup time.
That's right, yeah.
What around time was this?
How long a period was that?
It was only for about 10 minutes, wasn't it, Woosh?
Something like that, yeah. It had been slow, that's it. It had been getting very laggy, and I believe you noticed that as well, Ross.
Was that the time that you sent me the email?
Yes,
that's right.
And you as well, Mitch, yeah.
Yeah, it happened for about 20 minutes, just wouldn't load the site at all.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, 20 minutes. It's happened a couple of times. It's happened twice to me in the last few weeks.
It happened to me yesterday evening.
Ah, right, okay.
Well, this is part of the reason why we're switching out providers, because I think that it's definitely not a resource issue anymore. It's some weird issue with their connection or something. So if everybody can wait about... 4 more months, we should be in the clear with that. I can try to put in a report that there's sort of intermittent outages, but anytime I do that, they just want to sell us new hardware, so that's not really going to do anything. But I could try again and see what happens. But it's definitely, it's got to be a network issue. Trying to see, they send out some notifications as to when they're doing this network maintenance that they do at their data centers. Yeah. They did do a, what was this, monitoring event? No, it's something else. In July, they did some maintenance. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but the third Sunday of each month, there is some kind of maintenance that might impact the connectivity to the site. They have an IAD facility where they do internetworking operating system code updates. Not exactly sure what kind of work they're doing there, but it might result in minor latency and packet loss of traffic, which is rerouted at that time. So that could be something to do with it. They're doing weird maintenance every Sunday or something. So that could be why, but it shouldn't be
it's a small window of time that they do this in, so I don't know. But I've noticed the site slow down a little bit every once in a while. But so long as people are able to access the site for the vast majority of time, hopefully it's not a big deal. Especially, really, the type of hardware that we can get access to in January is far superior to what we have now, and I think that that'll be much better for the website at that time. It definitely wouldn't be like the current server that we have now. So, and plus the network connection's got to be a little bit better.
I think it's been very disappointing, Mike. I mean, we were so up when you got your new server. We thought, oh, it's all going to be marvellous, but there's been so much downtime and everything. I really can't wait until you've got your new setup on the new server, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely get to that point. I wouldn't say it's as bad as it was. I mean, at one point we were having outages like every day, all day long. You know?
Yeah.
There was one time, you know, there were times where I was driving from work to go to restart the server and stuff like this, you know. I don't think we'll get to that point again. I think it can only improve from here, so I'll just try to remain optimistic about it. I'm sure that we'll get it to a point where it's good for everyone. Of course, there's always going to be like one or two incidents every month where, you know, it slows down. But I think right now it's sort of at an intolerable level for a lot of people. But at the same time, I'll try to get it to be a little better. We dealt with the award, right?
Yeah. So it's just with the server issues. So it's just going to, you're going to take on the time for us and that, see if we can move it, which would be fantastic.
Right. So, just I guess we want to. Does anyone want to discuss anything to begin with? Like, just out of the blue, does anyone want to bring anything up important?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to.
Okay.
Back to your little.
Oh, here goes Jimmy with his papers again.
No, you sent out a little thing there in the staff meeting section there about the. Dissolved and not being posted and all that stuff? Not messing around with it? I can't exactly what it said. Can we get a solved thing put on there? On the post to let the original poster say my post has been solved? So we don't have to scan through 50,000 posts to see what's been done and what hasn't been done?
Well, I think this comes down to an issue of can the poster, will the poster even come back to decide that it's solved? And does someone else have something to add to the discussion? So, I mean, even though we may think that an issue is solved 1 month, the next month it may become not solved. You know, somebody may come up with, well, the same hardware, the same issue, but there's it's still not solved sort of thing. I mean, someone who posts something, it's true that they can't edit the first post, and we've thought about changing that so they could add the solve prefix on there, but I'm not sure it's major issue with that, but it is something that we could look at. I don't know. What do you think, Ross?
I was just thinking about for the convenience of people just scanning through the post trying to help others out and having not to go through so many threads at one time and realize, okay, this one's solved.
Or even just look for answers to their problem, right, that's similar or the same.
There is something in place already to put solved on. What you have to do is go back to the original. I don't know as whether you guys can do it. I don't think you've got the permissions, but I know administrators.
No, they definitely do, yeah.
They do? Yeah. Oh, right, okay. Well, what you do is you go back to the first initial post that the guy or person created the post, and then you click on edit post, and you must go on to the advanced part, and then what you can see is then what you'll notice is that you can edit the actual title. You've got to edit the title, and then once you edit the title, then you will see the option to put in solved or whatever. That's it. That's how you do it.
I think that what was it, Jim? Was it Bass?
Yeah.
I think that your question is different though, because you want them to be able to market a solid like any time.
Exactly.
You know what
that,
I mean?
That was my line of thinking.
Yeah.
Could I say one thing? It's not always. There's many paths, isn't there, to solving a problem. You might have one way of doing it. Someone comes up with a quicker, shorter method. So if you put solved up, they might think, oh, well, I won't bother that. That's already sorted, you know, move on.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, solved, I think that's something to look into. I'm going to put that down and say, I think that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, I mean, basically that sort of really helps out in regards to such things as like Google.
Right.
You know, if you're looking on a Google page and obviously if it's got solved on it, then you think, well, winner.
The main problem is that if we allow, when we discussed this a little bit earlier on the staff forum, if we allow everyone to just edit their post at any time, well, if somebody's really gone crazy or goes maniacal, well, they could just start turning all their threads into like some spam thing for their own website or something, and that's just something we don't want to see happen. You know, like if someone contributes a certain amount of information to the site, well, great. If they want to change it like 3 years later, that's something a little bit different. I mean, they need to start a new post at that point. You know, otherwise people would just, you know, post in one thread.
Well, really feeling on it, yeah.
Right. So that's where we have the issue. If there's a way to make it where they can use the solve function but not the edit function forever, I think that would maybe be a good idea. If they could make it solved or unsolved whenever they want, that would be a pretty good idea. If it's possible, I'll check it out. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to see if anyone else had any thoughts on anything.
As regards to the problem threads and whatever.
Yeah, problem threads, how to, you know. Obviously, we had that issue with, what was that guy's name, Ross? I keep forgetting.
Webscaper.
Webscaper.
Yeah.
And I think everyone kind of got really emotional on that one. And he was obviously baiting people into some weird intellectual argument that he wanted to have. And it really had very little to do with what the original poster was trying to talk about to begin with. I think the thread probably should have been closed a little bit earlier than it was, but as far as like banning the guy and all this stuff, I think we, you know, that was a little bit harsh. And then, of course, I think everyone just kind of went a little bit nuts on that. Like, in the future, I would think, if someone really wants to become a jerk and just be like, no, my way is correct and you're all wrong, so, you know, obviously you don't know what you're talking about because I have X amount of experience. And, you know, if you encounter someone like that, well, you know, it's up to us to really just kind of be like, okay, whatever, goodbye. You know, just ignore that type of thing.
Just allow them to trip themselves up.
Yeah, they're just looking for an outlet to unleash their rage upon whoever may be in the way of them. So, you know, people that have false intellectual arguments, or even correct ones, if they're willing to go crazy over it, then there's no reason to even discuss it with them any longer. And that's why I closed the thread. I felt that it was completely just off topic. It went off topic, and
well, perhaps I can just
everyone had a hand in that. Yeah, go ahead.
I was the guy who actually undid the ban, and basically the reason why, we've had two. There's been two incidents recently, both of similar ilk. There was the Webscape guy, and then there was another guy recently who I banned almost straight away with a 7-day ban. And basically, the differences in those two, the reason why one guy got banned, well, his ban was undone, and the reason why the other guy got banned was because the first guy was just basically arguing a point. He wasn't calling anybody names. The argument just got basically out of hand because one guy was saying one thing and the other guy was saying another thing, whether rightly or wrongly. but at no point was anybody sort of calling people names or sort of being particularly nasty in that sort of way. He was just disagreeing with the point. And we can't really ban people for just disagreeing. I mean, it's just, you know. But where now the second guy, the guy who I banned recently for 7 days, now he was just calling people fags and saying, you know, and other words of such joke. Well, you just can't do that. You know, that's just, you know, that's not how we go about doing things on the forum. So he was given a 7-day ban instantly for conduct. And and basically, if someone's disagreeing with you, you know, basically, just bow out. Just allow them to trip themselves up or whatever, but just play the bigger guy, you know, take the humble path. If I know sometimes it's really difficult to do, especially if it's an absolute asshole, and there's plenty of them about. But just allow them to trip themselves up, and if it's at such point, as soon as they started saying, you know, start name calling or, you know, making other, you know, if it's a racist comment, a homophobic comment, or anything like that, bang, straight away, you've got them banged to rights. You've got them banged to rights. That's it. You can get rid of them straight away. But for just disagreeing, no, we can't really ban people for that. And that's basically why there was a difference between the two. I don't know if you want to say any more on that, Mike, I don't know.
No, I guess I agree with that. I mean, you know, looking, hindsight is 20/20, so looking at it that way, you know, it became difficult, and I think that everybody has a different viewpoint, especially when you're kind of in the forest sort of thing with this guy, you know.
From mine, yeah.
Yeah, so in the future, I think that, you know, if people have an intellectual argument that you disagree with and you know you're not going to convince them otherwise, you know, just say, well, I believe your viewpoint is incorrect for such and such a reason. And if they continue on and on, then, you know, that let them humiliate themselves, because somebody else is going to call them out on it. And then if they become get to the issue of misconduct, which is a pattern of behavior that violates our policy terms, well, then that's a different story. And then, you know, obviously there's a ban involved and infractions and things of that nature. But to just ban him outright because he was disagreeing with stuff that we may all know is correct or what have you, it didn't seem right at the time. And what really happened was that the post went completely off topic, and the guy who probably posted that thing, it's like, what the hell's wrong with this?
I'm sure that's exactly what he's thinking.
Yeah.
It did degenerate rapidly. But I could see what was going to happen with Captain Jack, that he was getting disenchanted with the guy. And time to do it. Sorry?
Sorry, go on, say what you got to say.
And Torrent G, they had the right of the argument, and Webscaper was completely out of line with what he was saying. So my sympathy was basically with the moderator saying, we're going to lose someone along this line there. You know, it's looking bad, and I thought the lesser of two evils, get rid of that Webscaper, because he was getting very personal. It wasn't just a matter of, I'm afraid, guys, that you're wrong on this one. He was getting a bit personal with his choice of language. Without using expletives, he was being pretty offhand with the guys, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's called... What he was doing was working the system. He knew that if he didn't come out straight away with, all you guys are, you know, jerks and assholes or whatever you want to have it, well, then he wouldn't be banned. But if he kept, you know, egging everybody on with his craziness, then, you know, he could continue this for all time. So it's almost like a sort of thing where, like Ross said, you know, in that situation, just bow out of the discussion. Because people like that, you're never going to convince them of anything. I remember a post about a year and a half ago where this guy was convinced that Windows XP was superior to any operating system ever made and that he would never, ever upgrade. And people had politely just said to him, you know, oh, well, here's some reasons why you should upgrade and so on and so forth. He became completely outraged and quit the forums and everything like this. I mean, this is some people are just like that. I mean, they don't want to hear a different opinion. And yeah. they perceive themselves as experts without any possibility that they could be wrong in any way. So those types of people, you just have to, I don't know, let them flounder about, and eventually they'll just give up, you know. The people won't listen to tolerate this type of discussion very long, and, you know, it's better to just end the discussion if you can, you know, especially when it goes off topic to the extent that it did in that case.
But has anybody got any more views on that? You know, that they'd like to share with us, or I mean, you know, I mean, we're sort of saying all these things, and nobody's really saying anything to come back at us with that. I mean, if you've got any particular beefs or, you know, points of view, I mean, please share them. I mean, this is the point of having these meetings. I mean, it's to get, so you guys can get your points across. I mean, there might be something that we're not aware of.
Right. I mean, if it's just me and Ross and Woos talking, and there's not much point of...
Yeah.
I could put one other point in, if you don't mind. Because of web Skype, I know it's a bit like emotional background, but Captain Jack, who was really doing some valuable input, he's no longer a moderator. He's given that up. He's still on the forum, but not as active. You know, it's a big loss, that, over one guy, you know.
Wait,
Captain Jack was never a moderator, but anyway, go ahead.
He was never a moderator, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
No, he never was, no.
Oh, sorry. I'm wrong.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I was just going to go and say, well, if that was the case, that he gave up his moderatorship, I was going to say, well, it more fool him. Because there's no way we're going to get coerced by somebody, regardless how good they are.
Yeah, but he's such a valuable contributor. No, it's a great shame, really, if he's sort of...
It is a shame, but you can't force people into doing stuff for you. No. I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, you just don't do stuff like that, you know. It's, you know, it's just acting like a spoiled brat, isn't it? No, it's just... But anyway, I thought he was, for some reason, I thought he was a moderator.
I did as well. I certainly had my mind.
No, he was never a moderator. Nope.
All right, okay, fair enough. Oh, well, so, anyway, well, there's no loss there then.
Well, it is a law. I mean, if he doesn't come on the site anymore, that is a loss.
Oh, of course, yeah, no, I'm just acting facetious, but. Yeah, of course, yeah, but I mean, really, the guy ought to, you know, get a bit tougher skin, don't you think? I mean. If he thinks that's the worst going to meet on the internet, then
you can't let people like this control your mind and everything. I mean, it's just stupid, and it winds up where you get all emotional about something that's like, what are you really talking about? You know, the crash dump of a Windows file. I mean, come on, it turns into a crazy argument, and it's not worth anyone's time after a while. And there's no reason for anyone to quit over it. I mean, Captain Jack messaged me and told me he would stay on the forums because he realized it was a stupid argument. So, you know, things like this.
Yeah,
we're going to encounter things like this all the time. That's what I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah, I actually had some back and forth with Captain Jack, and he seemed to, you know, take it all well, and he decided to stay on the forums. I don't think we lost them at all. As far as Webscaper is concerned, I don't know that I've seen him back, though.
Well, that's because he's obviously a jerk that ruined the whole discussion that had nothing to do with what the original poster was talking about. And frankly, I don't think it's a big loss that Webscaper left. I'm quite glad that he's not on the site. You know, if he left voluntarily, you know, best for him. And it's the same thing with Rack. I mean, Rack... he's always been a double-edged sword on the site, and he's contributed a lot to the site, but at the same time, he's repeatedly, you know,
condemned the site, condemned certain moderators on the site, and once he started condemning the people that won the awards and stuff, I was like, this isn't, you know, enough is enough. I mean, now you're actually insulting people, and it's gotten to a point where you shouldn't have access to a site just because you think that you're, well, what did you want? Did you want the first place award for, you know, being a nuisance to everyone? So that's where I had a problem with Rack. But I also, you know, I decided that Rack should be unbanned because he has made 1,000 posts, and maybe after being banned for a week, he'll realize that he's being a jerk. And, you know, if he wants to come back and be polite, that's great. If he comes back and he, you know, has the same type of demeanor as rude to everybody and, you know, wants to condemn the whole website again, then, well, he'll lose access to the site. But, you know, we have to deal with people in different ways, and, you know, when it's a pattern, then that's when it really becomes an issue. When it's just one random guy who doesn't like what people have to say on a technical end, then we can't just go around banning them. But anyway, hopefully that issue is over, and hopefully we learn from that issue in a way and deal with it, you know, a little bit better in the future.
Do you think it's in Rack's personality to be come back as a meek individual, you know?
Well,
I like your style, Roosh. I like your style. But
yeah, I wouldn't assume much.
I wouldn't express. No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I do have a particular issue with the guy, to be honest, because I do question his motives. I know who he's related to and how they feel about the site. And, you know, I, to be honest, I mean, Mike's a bit more, Mike's a lot more, I could say, merciful than I would be, because there's no way I would have to go back on the site. I just wouldn't, knowing the things that we know about him anyway. And, because I just don't think he's got any good intention for this site. I think his only real case was, although he did help people, admitted. I think a lot of the reasons why he was on this site was to pick fault with it and to report back anything he could to the other side. You know, he was a mole. He was a mole.
Well,
for who? Okay, well, never mind then.
For the other website, Windows. Well, not so much for Windows.
He's on a couple sites, and we did catch him sort of saying, well, why don't you come to this site instead of the other one because you'd like it a lot better here. But it was sort of a under the hat type of thing that he was doing.
We started a
secret investigation about Rack to try to figure out what the hell is, why he hated us so much. And, go ahead.
Can we take a moment and maybe address that? Because I know there's a lot of people who are members of the Seven Forums. Matter of fact, I'm still a member over there, although I haven't posted there for probably six or eight months.
Same man.
Yeah. But, I noticed on our site, Captain Jack, Torrent G, maybe a couple others that I don't know or don't remember right now, they post links back over to that site. Is that good, bad? How do you guys feel about that?
Well, if I could give my opinion on how I feel about it, for some reason, the guy from SEEVENforums.com, the owner of that site, doesn't like this site because of some really stupid post I made a while ago about something in regards to, there was like a guy who had been banned on 7forums.com, then he came to Windows7forums.com in order to start trouble here, and I had kind of fed into his trolling ways, not realizing he was trolling because he had called the site horrible and blah, blah, blah. And this was right after we announced the new look for the site and changes that had been made. So I had been responding to him and I said, well, the day that we become like 7forums.com, I might as well just throw in the towel and shoot myself in the head or something like that. And, you know, somehow the owner of 7forums.com picked up on this post, even though this guy was a troll on his site too. And, ever since then, there's been, like, no communication between the two of us.
But I don't really have anything wrong with people linking to other forums.
No,
I think
same here.
I don't think that it's a big deal. And
if it's an answer to the question, then fair enough.
Long as people aren't like using it for spam reasons, I don't think it's a big deal. No. But if there's like some nefarious reason that we don't know about, then
no, I don't suspect that at all. I just know like in the case with Captain Jack, he did a lot of work over on that other forum, so he's got a lot of preserved posts over there that he links to from time to time.
So
yeah, well, it's his, you know, in a way it's his stuff that he wrote, so I mean, I don't think it's a big deal, no.
Yeah, that was my only question. I'd
like to say that we certainly like to be on better terms with the other forums, but what I've noticed from the other Windows 7 forum type sites is that there's this sort of like paranoid, like megalomaniac type of operation
jealousy.
Going on. Yeah. I'm not even jealousy, but just like this, like, oh my god, some other forum is contacting us. We must not communicate with them because, you know, we might lose all our members. And it's not like that at all. I mean, you know, people go to sites that they like and they go back and forth between them. And, you know, there's a thousand blogs, a thousand news sites, a million blogs online, you know. I mean, what's the big deal? That's my question. But, you know, I think other forum owners don't see it that way. They want to protect their interests and, you know, keep it that way and not be so open with things. And I guess that's their choice, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Randy, just to go back to sort of explain a little bit more about Rack. I mean, basically, one of his brothers used to be a member on this site. To cut a long story short, basically there was a falling out that he sort of claims. He claimed there was a bit of a falling out or something, so he left the site. And now, I don't know which actual forum he goes in. It might be, I don't know which of the other seven forums he goes in, but we only found out recently that Rack was his brother. So now, read into it what you will. We do, you know, that's simply all we found out. But it was just quite funny that it wasn't revealed before and it had been kept hidden all this time. And, you know, it just seemed a bit cute, what with some of the things that had been, that Rack had said over the years and, you know, the way Rack's character was concerning the site, you know, it sort of more or less sort of made himself into be the site's one and only sort of critic, as you were. I mean, when I say critic, I mean critic in the sense of like a film critic or something.
Right.
Like,
really, what Rack kind of like jumped the shark with me, and when there was one time where like one of his posts was, "It's now been 5 days since I've been able to access the forums. There's been over 2 minutes of lag, and I'm barely able to type this post." I was like, come on, man. Like, you know, I've used the site from, like, probably 3 or 4 different states in the United States. There's people coming from all over the world. And his post had just become so outlandishly, like, exaggerated about, you know, any kind of slowdown that we were having. It was ridiculous. Like, this is the 8th day that I've tried to connect in, but I have failed miserably due to the server problem. Hey, you know, he made it make this big deal out of it. Like, you know, it was the end of the world or something. That the site was monstrously destroyed. Hey, this is a thing that's gone on for years with him. I mean, it's just...
That's negative. Right, yeah. It's not... we must make this, you know, quite plain. I mean, it's not something that's just been an overnight thing. I mean, literally years, isn't it, Mike? I mean, it's,
I think we should get off the Rack discussion because it's not very...
Sure, yeah, I just felt that there's a couple of things needed explaining, that's all, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway...
I guess the next discussion is, at least that we had planned, was... we would like to thank Reg Hacker, who is with us in text, for doing the premium supporter contribution. Thank you very much. And for Exhibit, who is not here with us but is a premium supporter... they are the Zvit, however you pronounce it. They are the first two premium supporters in the last couple of months, actually, possibly this year. So we would like to thank them for that, and thanks a lot. One thing that has been change today is that you'll notice we did add, finally, once again, you can just get your computer specs. If you plug them into your profile, you'll see them right on your post, and everyone else can see them by clicking on the computer icon in your profile on your post. Another issue that we did was the water cooler, the security zone. We were having issues with those two forms because kind of concluded earlier today that they've become dead zones of activity where, you know, Woosh manages the water cooler and posts to it quite often, and Reg manages the security zone and posts to it quite often, but no one else really has prescribed any interest in either of these areas of the site. And in order to try to make people more interested, we're trying to cut back on how often people